Superpowers. There's a number of curious superpowers that we all share, though many may not even be fully aware of them. Some of the powers that we are aware of seem useless until put in proper context. The following is a short list of observations that I made this afternoon upon singing a song. I attached a song at the end of this poem, and that will be the first power I will share some notes on. In another poem entitled Karaoke Pokey, A Cappella Eve with the Dr. Meow Quartet, I sung an old song from a TV show. This afternoon, I've noticed that a lot of that song stayed with me, even though 11 months has passed. While I adjusted some things in the song, I didn't ruin it. It is more like I made it my own. Not only do we have a talent for nearly automatic synchronization and vocalization, not only do we quickly memorize the notes of a song, but we can weave our own version and, by extension, begin composing and singing our own songs soon after. You will need a metronome during songwriting, but the distance between customizing a song and making your own from scratch is pretty short. I think that one of the mightiest talents that we have is learning a new language. It takes some weeks to warm up, but you can understand what people are saying in just under 6 months. Of course, there's a large requirement that you are probably already aware of. You got to move to the country where the language is spoken. Stay away from the classrooms. Go practice your portraits at the coffee shops in the country where you can hear the language live. Nor does learning to read involve a textbook. You need closed captions and a show that captured your attention, that you enjoy watching. Oh, and that thing that adults say about teenagers learning faster, that is just an excuse. It is not true. You can learn a new language any time in your life. Somewhat related is the automated poem memorization. All it takes is reading it a bunch of times, and there it is. We get to carry around a poem in our memory for a few days, wherever we go. I'm a bit rusty, but from time to time, I re-memorize Red Red Rose and Invictus. Though when I get too comfy, I begin yelling Invictus in my car and use a fake Scott accent for Red Red Rose. Interestingly enough, I need to power up my Scott accent before I soil it. And for this, I go watch one of my favorite internet videos. Three Scots in a balloon. And what else could they possibly be doing? Here's my Scottish rendering of Red Red Rose. I hope you can forgive me for this. A red, red rose by Robert Burns. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. So fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee well, my only love, and fare thee well a while, and I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 mile. I don't think accents are one of our superpowers. I think there's no such thing at all. For a more down-to-earth superpower, I would like to take a moment here and mention night vision. You'd think that our eyes getting used to the dark be a simple, though really cool thing. For me, It reminds me of one of the most embarrassing times of my life. This was sixth or seventh grade, the first time I slept in the woods. As the fire was dying and the night vision started kicking in, I don't know how to say this, but there was a distant dewdrop. And I didn't know that a dewdrop can shine that bright in the night. It looked scary. I threw a bunch of sticks at my one-eyed huge wolf. When I couldn't fight it anymore, I went to sleep, ready to be eaten, I guess. It is a rare creature that startles himself with a fancy dewdrop. And I have nothing more to add to this story. Nothing at all. I'm done with it. But my horrible shame brings us to one of the most beautiful and restoring powers, which is walking month-long trails in the woods. Here in North America, that means walking Appalachian Trail, Continental Divide Trail, and the Pacific Crest Trail. These trails represent mental detoxification away from stress and easy, life-saving weight loss. This occurs due to a persistent lifestyle change. People work hard at building careers, but they don't stop to consider if they are healthy for them. Constant overwork, stress and worry, and little emphasis on health, wisdom, books and poetry are really no good for us. We are all taught that a career is a beautiful and prestigious thing, but that is wrong. Life is beautiful. And to be completely honest, all human beings are holy. Walking a months-long trail and letting our minds and bodies heal is by far one of the most magnificent powers. This marvelous and extremely modern day and age, there is something extremely technological that is closely related to walking long trails in the woods. And it requires the strangest thing you will hear all day. It requires that you wear a large solar-powered battery on your backpack. And it is an important part of walking the long trails. It is listening to narrated books. Oh, what a beautiful and blissful journey that six-month trek becomes. You get to take away not just your improved health, but also your supercharged wisdom. I think there is only one thing that can be said on this subject. Just do it, man. Just do it. Having some free time is a wonderful opportunity to grab a rhyming dictionary, be it a paper book or a rhyming website. The big parts of the poem always come from our heart, but the transitioning between stanzas can get tricky, and the rhyming dictionary is very useful. When I do my rhymes, I say what I want to say in the first part, and then make the second one for the rhyme. The second part of the rhyme always comes out as a supporting wisdom, but I let the rhyme decide what wisdom it will be. And if there's nothing I can rhyme of value, then I search for synonyms and sometimes even reword the first half of the rhyme. My most favorite are my funny poems, like The Midnight Owl. I am certain that it is humor that puts magic in poetry. No list of superpowers would be complete without the physical powers. And the one power that is on top of my mind is jogging in cold weather. Truly a thing to behold. But you do need to dress well and avoid being cold and getting too sweaty. and do spend some time bundled up at home in your warmest clothes so that you leave for the jog already warm and toasty and don't have to spend the first 15 minutes warming up. Not overheating during exercise is like flipping the turbo switch. Tiredness comes much, much later than usual, if at all. The trick to jogging and all the other exercises, including bodybuilding, is a low-tech interval timer that will allow you to gently ramp up your activity period while eliminating your rest 1 second at a time. The way to understand how this works is with the idea of choking your muscles. If you lift too heavy or go too much, you will become too overwhelmed and tired to continue your exercise. And as a result, you will fail to increase your endurance. You will not be able to send that message of muscle building to your body. Interval timer is an automated trainer. It will prevent you from going too hard and becoming too tired, which in turn will allow you to keep digging deeper and deeper into the power of your endurance. This sends a powerful message to your body to adapt, and like a good horse, it will do so by growing more muscle. It is an interesting observation for sure. Going too fast or too heavy will not allow you to go far enough to ask your body for improvement. There is a very interesting variation on the interval timer that is called couch to 5K. It is the same principle as the interval timer, but couch to 5K is designed for jogging. These kinds of slow increase programs are an easy way towards marathons and even ultra marathons. My own variation is shuffle dancing with dumbbells to ever faster songs, where I pay attention to the beats per minute and dance in sync with the beats of a song. The faster you dance, the more moves you have to cut because they are either unsafe or too slow, but it absolutely increases your jogging endurance and without putting any stress on your knees whatsoever. By far, my favorite area of fancy superpowers is art, and I left it for last. First of all, I independently invented the art projector. It is one of the best ideas I've ever had. If you connect your laptop or cell phone to a wall projector and use effects such as posterize or find edges on your source photo, you can easily transport the outline and proportions to canvas. Take a picture of your friend and begin painting. A wall projector completely removes the boring part of art and has you start with colors and not proportions. You can create large, accurate graffiti that cover entire walls, or simple charcoal drawings. Using a computer will allow you to change contrast, to go back and forth between outlines and colors, so that you always find your way around the features of the source photo. Finally, there is a very unusual art power that we are all aware of, but never connected to art for some strange reason. We all had moments where we recognized a thing in a cloud formation, a butterfly or a face or an ice cream cone, but rarely do we see pattern recognition as a superpower. How strange! When you see artists put a lot of rough lines on paper, they are kind of trying to find a cloud that comes close to what they are hoping to draw. They eventually pick lines that fit what they need best and make them thicker or erase all the others. Some painters do something similar. They lay down paint until they see a pattern that works for them. This is similar to the inkblot test in a way. They keep circling around what they want until they see it. It is never quite precisely what they originally imagined, but it is what they need. It's close enough. Try creating some goofy shapes with tea or coffee on paper, and see if something random jumps out at you. You can then outline it with a pencil and make a little creature or something. Now repeat the exercise by trying to come close to what you would wish to create, and keep trying and trying. And most often, after 3 or 5 tries and a bit of a squint, a variation on the shape you wanted will slowly emerge and sometimes even jump out at you. You can also do something similar with kids' drawings, a great exercise for babysitters. Let kids draw squiggles until you see something that you can make out of those squiggles, and then take over, and then give the kids credit. I think many of the great painters and sculptors invited that drop of randomness into their creative process, and had great fun somewhat discovering their art while actually working on it. And here is the song that started this strange poem, as promised.
Deszczenie spokojne potargały sad, a my na tej wojnie ładnych parę lat do domu wrócimy, w piecu napalimy, pogonimy psa. Przed nocą zdążymy, tylko zwyciężymy, a to ważna gra. Na niebie obłoki, po wsiach pełno bzu. Gdzież ten świat daleki, pełen dobrych snów? Powrócimy wierni, my czterej pancerni, rudy i nasz pies. My czterej pancerni, powrócimy wierni, po wiosenny bez.